Founded in 1954, Berkshire County ARC provides a broad range of community-based services to individuals with developmental disabilities, brain injuries, and autism throughout Berkshire and Hampden counties in Massachusetts. On Sunday, April 3rd, the Berkshire County ARC Down Syndrome Family Group will host the 2016 Berkshire County Sprout Film Festival at Crosby Elementary School in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. The festival begins at noon and will feature short films about individuals with various disabilities, their lives, and personal achievements. Jessica McNair is family advocate and adult family care case manager for Berkshire County ARC, and it is a great pleasure to welcome her to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe. Pleasure to be here.
Nice, so nice to have you on the program and being with us, and tell us what you're up to with the Sprout Film Festival. I know the group has been on before, and it's very nice to have you back. How did this come about in the idea of bringing film as a way of expressing and showing people what it is that you do?
Yeah, I think that for so long, people with developmental disabilities and intellectual disabilities have been marginalized by society and made kind of invisible. And even in some of the more mainstream Hollywood films that we have that talk about people with disabilities and their stories, so often those actors are actually typical people, not people with disabilities themselves.
Right.
So the idea behind Sprout is really to give people with disabilities an opportunity to tell their own stories, be their own actors, get involved with filmmaking, and really kind of bring their humanity to light for everybody else to experience.
So these are films that people are doing for the express purpose of this festival.
So the films in this festival, Sprout is a really unique organization in that they've got this fabulous library of all kinds of different films telling the stories of people with disabilities. And so for our little touring film festival in the Berkshires, I get to pick films that I think are really going to resonate with our audience.
Okay.
And in particular, because it's our Down Syndrome family group that's putting it on, I look for films that are family friendly, telling the stories about children and parents. And in particular, we'd like to have a few in there about people with Down syndrome.
Okay. So give us a sense of some of the films that you found.
Yeah. So this year we have 10 really beautiful films. They range from like 3 minutes to 25 minutes. Many of them are short little documentaries that kind of talk about people's lives, their unique stories, challenges that they've come up against. We have a music video from a young man with Down syndrome who's records his own albums. And we have a few stories that tell the stories of parents who are raising a young person with some kind of a disability as well. So there's a little bit of something for everybody. There's something involving music. There are stories about how young people interact with animals and how that helps them communicate with the broader world. And like I said before, there are stories that I think will really appeal to families and to parents.
So a little bit of everything. How did the Sprout Film Festival come to be originally? This is your what year?
This is our 9th annual.
Wow.
I know, we've been doing this for a while. And it started out as a really teeny little production, and it's gotten bigger over the years. Our intent, the Down Syndrome Family Group's intent, was always to have this as an awareness-raising event. So a chance to invite the rest of the community to experience people with disabilities the way I do and the way their families do, seeing their joy, seeing their triumphs, seeing the challenges that they overcome, really, like I said before, kind of seeing their humanity.
In seeing that humanity, and obviously, as you say, you want that to come through in some of the films that you show, what has the reaction been when people see these, especially in a large serving, if you will?
Yeah, I always say that you're going to come to Sprout and you're going to laugh, you're going to cry, bring a box of tissues, and you're going to cheer also. You know, all these films are a little bit different and they tell slightly different stories and they offer slightly different perspectives. So a lot of them really are quite celebratory, where we get to watch somebody triumph over something. We get to see a person really find their niche in their community, and you find yourself cheering them on. There are stories that are really incredibly touching and moving, and you may be crying tears of joy or tears of sorrow along with someone. There's a film that we're showing this year that talks about a parent's experience when they learned that their daughter was going to be born with Down syndrome. And they really talk with brutal honesty about how what seemed like a nightmare to them initially turned into something really beautiful. And that's the name of the film, Nightmare Turned Beautiful. So that's one of those cases where I think, you know, you might find yourself really moved. And I think parents of typical children will see a little bit of themselves reflected back.
This event is Sunday, April 3rd. And give us kind of a rundown of how it will unfold.
Yeah, so we'll start showing films around noon on Sunday, and all of the films in total run for about 90 minutes. A representative from Sprout, I think Anthony DeSalvo, their executive director, is going to be with us, and he always gives us a great introduction and background to the films, gives a little backstory about how they were made or the people that are involved, which is great. And he's always available to answer questions for the audience afterwards. And then following the films, we have a really lovely catered reception by Honor Roll Cafe right out of Pittsfield. They've got great food. If you come for nothing else, come for the food. And while you're standing around mulling over what you just saw and chit-chatting with people and enjoying food, we've got a photography exhibit with artwork by members of Berkshire County ARC's Brain Injury Program that we're really proud to have on exhibit.
The idea all along was for awareness. And mm-hmm. Do you think that's expanding? Do you think that that's getting better?
I think so. I think when we first started this little Sprout Film Festival in Berkshire County, we found that it was mostly families that were involved in our Down syndrome family group that were coming out to watch the films. And slowly over the years, we've been gaining a little bit of notoriety and more people from the community who may not have a family member with a disability are coming out and finding that there's really something for everybody in these films. And I think what's really nice and what we're finding that's really exciting is that more and more pop culture is featuring people with disabilities themselves as actors, right, which is great to see.
And very helpful in getting that word out.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Sprout Film Festival takes place on Sunday, April 3rd. They have a great location. It's Crosby Elementary School in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. If you heard it was going to be somewhere else, it's going to be at the Crosby Elementary School.
That's right. That's excellent.
Crosby Elementary School in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And you can find out more information by going to bcarc.org, bcarc.org, to find out more about the Berkshire County ARC's Sprout Film Festival and the great work they do with Berkshire County ARC. Jessica McNair is family advocate and adult family care case manager for Berkshire County ARC, and it's a great pleasure to have you on the program. Have a wonderful event, and thank you so much for doing the great work in the community.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. Coming up next, our Congressional Corner, you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.